our good friend Renaud Lavoie, have a quick chat with our NHL insider from TVA Sports. Ren, we were just talking about the prospect of the two Canadian cities who have yet to host outdoor games. And I guess Toronto's going to, so they haven't yet, but they're going to come January 1st. Those two cities are Montreal and Ottawa. How soon are these two cities going to get their own outdoor games, or is it still a little further away?
Listen, it's complicated, like they used to say, or they're still saying, maybe. The real problem here is the fact that you don't have any real facility in Montreal to get an outdoor game. I think the easiest place or the smartest place to do that is the Olympic Stadium. But there's still a roof, as you know, and I don't think that they want to try what happened in Vancouver a few years ago, as you remember. It was not a great success, by the way, in Vancouver. It wasn't a dome, and it didn't really work the way they wanted. So the NHL and the Montreal Canes, they just don't want to go to the Olympic Stadium. And because they're saying no to the Olympic Stadium, there's no other facility in Montreal except the McGill Stadium where the Alouettes are playing. This is maybe the easiest place to go have an outdoor game in Montreal or in Montreal area. But there's some security issues. If there's snow or ice, it will be impossible, I think, for the fans to get in the stadium. And it's not a big stadium, as you know. So I look at what happened in Winnipeg this weekend. It was great. On TV, it just looked unbelievable. And I think Winnipeg did it the right way. Sadly, in Montreal, it's impossible to think that you'll be able to have a game here. The problem with the league right now is really simple. When we were at the World Cup, the NHL announced all their events for their centennial, and at the end of the month of November in 2017, they say they're going to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the league in Montreal. So that will be, I think, around November 25th, 2017. And as of right now, the league doesn't have an outdoor game scheduled for that day. I don't know what the league think about having an event in Montreal to celebrate the centennial, but I'm telling you, fans will be disappointed. I should use that word, really disappointed, if they don't have an outdoor game. There's no other way to celebrate, I think, this anniversary. As you know, hockey started exactly with outdoor games, and it took a few years before those games were played in a building under a roof. And I think that Montreal Canadiens fans really want to have a game, a real one, in an outdoor game. In Ottawa, I think right now what the Ottawa Senators and maybe the league are trying to do is work with the federal government to see if they can chip in have a game in front of Parliament Hill. And that will be too, I guess, in November 2017. And as of right now, there's no final decision. I'm not convinced that the Liberal government wants to be involved in any way. If Stephen Harper was still the Prime Minister, I think there's no doubt he's such a big hockey fan. He would have agreed to it, I think, right away. As of right now, we don't know about Justin Trudeau, what his real intention is. So we're still in a wait-and-see period right now. But at the end of the day, fans want to see outdoor games. They deserve to see an outdoor game in Montreal and in Ottawa. It could be at the Lansdowne Park in Ottawa, for any reason that I don't really understand. It looks like it's not possible, maybe because of anyway, it's the weekend of the Grey Cup at the end of November. around the 25th. I don't know if they think that there'll be a playoff game with the red and black in Ottawa with the CFL. That's maybe an issue. Mm-hmm. But in Montreal, it's simple. Just say, listen, guys, we're going to do it at the Big O. And this, even if we don't want to do it at the Big O, this is the only real place where you can do it. And they have to, even if it's not the ideal place to do it, at the end of the day, they have to have a kind of a big game, kind of an outdoor game. You don't know what's going to happen with the roof at the Olympic Stadium. It needs to be replaced. So let's find a solution quickly to, I think, not a problem, but to make sure that fans in Ottawa and in Montreal and in Canada will enjoy the Centennial the right way.
With Renaud Lavoie, our NHL insider from TVA Sports, he joins us Mondays and Thursdays on The Big Show. Two quick ones for you. First of all, on Sidney Crosby, practiced with his teammates today. This is about right on the track we thought he would be for recovery, right?
Yeah, no doubt about that. It's fun to see Sidney practicing with his regular jersey. I think that the Pittsburgh Penguins management thought that at one point last week he'll be able to play. It didn't happen. And now we see that Sidney is turning the corner. And, you know, I think it's a really good thing that he's taking his time. He needs to get back at 100%. And I know Christopher Letang didn't practice again today with an upper body injury. Hopefully, Christopher is going to take his time, too. He doesn't have it's not a concussion on Christopher Letang, but at the same time, he needs to rest to make sure his body is going to be prepared to play, games in the NHL. And so those are really important players not only Pittsburgh Penguins, but in the NHL as a whole. So hopefully they're going to come back soon, but expect Sidney, if he's not playing tomorrow, I expect Sidney Crosby to play the next game.
And final question for you, and that's on what has been the ongoing story throughout the season to this point. Still no contracts for Jacob Trouba in Winnipeg or Hampus Lindholm in Anaheim. I wanted to bounce this off you. December 1st is the deadline. They have to sign by then, or they'll be ineligible to play for the rest of the season. When you've got a deadline like that, it's just over a month away. We're expecting something to happen with both those guys before that deadline, right?
No doubt about that. There's absolutely no doubt about that. It's giving time, obviously, for both GMs to find a solution to the problem. I think you look at Jacob Trouba right now, there's a lot of rumors that he's going to play either for the New York Rangers or for the Detroit Red Wings. I expect him to play in the U.S. I don't expect him to play in Canada. I don't expect him to play for a Western Team Conference. So something's going to happen, and I think GM around the league or in the Eastern Conference who are in a way interested needs to find a solution to the problem, but it's going to take some time. A month like that, it's a big month of hockey, and there's a lot of teams that will decide that maybe it's not a good idea to make that trade, or maybe it's urgent to make that trade. So I think the Jets, as of right now, they have issues in front, goaltending-wise, I should say. They have a couple of problems that they need to resolve. And I think trading Jacob Trouba, they're going to find a solution. And on with the Ducks, there's a lot of problems concerning cap issues, as you know. There's some rumbling that a guy like Jonathan Bernier could be traded for to the LA Kings because the LA Kings are looking for a goaltender, as you know. So there's a lot of speculation right now around the league concerning a lot of players. But one thing for sure, something's going to happen with the Kings sooner than later, hopefully for them and their fans. They need a goaltender, and they need one really soon, as you know. And maybe it's going to change all those contract problems really quickly, especially for the Anaheim Ducks. But at the end of the day, if you don't make a trade and if you don't make a move, well, your problems are still going to be there. So I expect something to happen sooner than later with the Kings. Ducks, if they're involved in a trade with the Kings, yes, they'll resolve their contract issues quickly. But you have to look at Winnipeg and, again, look at Jacob Trouba, and it's really a wait-and-see situation right now. But the fact that there's more team involved and the fact that you have a team like the New York Rangers involved, mm-hmm. and you know all the New York Rangers works, they really like to get those players, and they really like to make a splash because they're playing in a city where the New York Rangers are not the only option, as you know. So they need to make big trades to get the attention. And I think if they get a guy like Jacob Trouba, it will help.
Good stuff as always, my friend. Thank you so much, Ren. And we will talk to you again on Thursday.
Thank you very much, Pat. Have a good week.
You as well, my friend. He's Renaud Lavoie. He's our NHL insider from TVA Sports Mondays and Thursdays on The Big Show. He joins us down the South Street Burger Guest Hotline. Enjoy flame-grilled burgers paired with local craft beer. Visit their new location, now open in East Hill, 17th Avenue Southeast, and Stony Trail.